Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off. How's everybody doing?
Doing okay.
You had a late night. Late night for you.
Late night. Saw Jersey Boys.
Yeah. Man.
How was it?
I fell in love with every single one of them.
I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. She's going to come back here and be like, they're just all my type of boy.
Well, they are. They were all my type of boy. This was at Music Circus. Could not recommend it more. What a fun, super fun show.
Yeah. I had friends of mine who were there last night, too, and they said it was a really good show.
God, it's, and the music is so good. The guy that plays Frankie Valli, oh my God. How is a person that talented?
I don't know. You know, it's always, what's funny about Frankie Valli to me was that singing that high, I always thought it was like, that's funny. But he was like a sex symbol.
I know.
Crazy. But anyway, tickets still available though. Music Circus, go check it out. They've had a great run, great shows.
And the shows that are coming up in the fall with the Broadway series?
Hamilton in a round. I can't imagine Music Circus is...
Well, I don't... Music Circus and Broadway Sacramento are... Sometimes they're held in different places.
Some of them are
held at Safe Credit Union.
Oh.
There's Music Circus and there's that. Broadway Sacramento.
I didn't know that either. I thought it was all going to be at the Circle.
I thought so too.
Well, let's look it up.
Oh, well.
Before we start just...
Listen... I don't care if I have to close my eyes to watch it. Hamilton's worth going to. So that's just going to be incredible. It's got to be on stage. It can't
be. Safe Credit.
Yeah. It's got to be. But anyway, though, yeah, Kevin and I were down there for, what did we see together? Waitress. And that was fun. Kevin cried. Cried.
I laughed. I was shocked.
He went through all the emotions.
Yeah. At one point.
He got hungry.
Turned to Gavin and just goes, tea.
Yeah. And I brought my kids to go see SpongeBob the Musical, which is way better than I thought it was going
to be.
Oh, really?
It's a really good show.
I thought it was going to be like basically a kids show. Like you go like Paw Patrol on tour or something. It's like a legit musical and it's like very heartwarming and great story and the music's great and you leave singing the songs. So anyway, though, yeah, they have a great lineup. So what time did you get home? Late?
Oh, late. Yeah, I'm struggling today for sure. Like I wish coffee had more of an effect on me because that alarm went off this morning and I was like, oh man.
I stayed up last night to watch the Obamas speak at the convention and I did it with my son, like my oldest son. He wanted to stay up and watch it.
Did he want to watch it or did he just want to stay up?
Well, at first he was just on his Switch. He was in the room.
Yeah.
But then you could take politics completely out of it. There's just something electric about their voices.
Yeah.
And their cadence. And it made a 12-year-old boy look up from a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And he watched both their speeches, and he had no idea who Michelle Obama was, but he knows who Barack Obama is, and Man, it was just, it was cool to, it was like showing somebody Star Wars for the first time, like just watching his reaction to that. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I explained it to him and I was like, this, you're lucky that like we get to see this, like whether you agree or disagree, like there's generationally only like a couple people that come along in this country in politics, and they're one of them.
And they're where they, when they speak, you just can't not listen.
Right. Like Ronald Reagan was like that.
Yeah.
JFK was like that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it for like our parents, like going all the way back to our parents' generation. It's been like three, and it's been those three. And,
yeah, maybe.
And, you know, Reagan's dead and Kennedy's dead. So it's like, you're lucky that you get to see this.
there's something about staying up late at your house and staying up late when you're out.
Yeah.
That like.
Different.
So different.
Yeah. I was in my little sweatshorts.
Yeah.
You know, just having a little cocktail on the couch.
I
was. Legs curled up. And then halfway through, I was like, I'm going to ice my back. Laid on the floor. Way different than sitting in a theater seat and then go, oh, I got to drive 30
minutes
home.
Now I got to drive all the way home. Yeah.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He is a Netscape navigator, all right. Third class. And he spends so much time on the internet because he looks for interesting facts that he vaguely understands to share with us. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know in Washington State, there's a real life law stating it's illegal to kill Bigfoot and other Sasquatch-like creatures?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered about that.
Which part?
As a hopeful cryptozoologist,
yeah.
I always wondered if I had the opportunity to kill Bigfoot, am I allowed to? Because he's the most endangered species.
Well, why would you want to kill him?
Yeah, there's only one.
So that I could like drag his carcass around the country and make millions of dollars and stuff like that, you know?
Well, you can shoot animals.
Right. But I mean, if they're protected, you can't.
Right.
Like, I'm pretty sure that you can't kill a bald eagle. Like, I'm pretty sure that, you know, anything that's an endangered species. Well, there's nothing more endangered than Bigfoot.
Because there's only one.
I think there's more. There's got to be more than one. If they're real, there's got to be more than one. But, I mean, they are the hide-and-seek champions of all time.
Which is amazing for being as big as they are.
Right, right. So why is it illegal? Is it because they're so rare?
Endangered and they need to reproduce.
So we want more Bigfoot.
Yes.
We do.
Why?
The more Bigfoot we have in the world, the more mystery we have. And then curiosity helps the world go round.
Seems the other way around. The more Bigfoot we have in the world, the less mystery, because then we'd be lousy with Bigfoot.
Sit next to him. What do you know about Bigfoot?
They call him Bigfoot because he's bigger than a sequoia tree.
Okay.
He lives in the mountains or forests. We don't know.
Okay.
He's very hairy. He comes from a line of cavemen that did Charles Darwin or whatever made him evolution bigger. Okay. And that's why.
What did the big, is it more than one or just one?
There had to be two Bigfoots.
Exactly.
But
least.
Then one died out.
One died out.
So, and it was a very sad love story.
So what was the reason that got them kicked out of our communities and society?
They just wanted to be taller. They said, no, I got to be low to the ground.
Really?
But he said, no, reach for the skies.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know bananas glow blue under black light?
What?
What? Mm-hmm.
It's all about science. I think it's because bananas have a lot of potassium in them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think potassium is ignited by a black light.
You know potassium's radioactive.
Yeah, you know that, right?
I didn't. Tell me more.
Well, it's radioactive, so if you eat tons of banana, you could die.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So, okay.
No, I'm serious. Don't give me that look. I am 100% sure. I love bananas, so that's why I know all my potassium facts.
Are bananas radioactive?
I love that you're Googling, because
yes!
I think...
Yes!
Right! I'm telling you, I love fruit.
See, this is why I hate Kevin.
What? Why?
Because sometimes he's telling us that bananas are radioactive. Sometimes he's telling us that Bigfoot, it was real and as tall as a sequoia tree. And half the time he's right. But you'll never
know
when.
You never know.
So bananas are radioactive.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we allowed to eat them?
We can eat them in moderation, but if you eat a lot, the potassium builds up in your body and it makes your body kind of shut down.
What is an unsafe number of bananas?
Great question.
Like 150.
I mean,
but that's why they glow under black light.
Interesting. So. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now there's all kinds of human liquid that also glows under black light. Are we radioactive?
Maybe that's why it's radioactive.
I don't take him down this path, please.
Oh my goodness.
Public service announcement, by the way. Google says you shouldn't have more than one or two bananas a day.
Well, what? No risk of that.
All right. Okay. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know a dime has 118 ridges on its edge, so it cannot be replicated?
Why can't that be replicated?
It's replicated every time they make more than one dime.
I don't know. This is why the facts are here. I guess
you're the expert.
Okay. I think it's not replicated by other countries, but us, it's fine to replicate.
What is it even about 118 ridges that's like people are like, oh.
Yeah, that's like, ugh, I wanted to, but never mind.
Something about like conquest and like countries and like, you know, the pilgrims.
The 18 original colonies.
Yes, 18 original colonies.
Plus 100.
No, the 100 is something else. I think it's for like the presidents or something.
Yeah.
We've had 100 presidents.
Have we?
Yes.
You tell me.
We're on 34, I thought. Are we not on 34?
No.
65th.
No.
134? Are you sure?
All right. Okay. It's Did You Know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin, thank you. That was absolutely fascinating. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
There's one rule and one rule only when stepping into the octagon.
You don't talk about Fight Club.
That's it right there. You don't talk about Fight Club.
Okay.
We should have rehearsed that. You know?
Like this show.
Right.
We should have rehearsed it.
Let's go and talk to Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Whoa, Emily.
You all right?
Yeah. Good morning.
Are your windows down?
No.
Are you on Bluetooth?
Yes.
Is it possible to take us off Bluetooth?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. All right, because I don't know. Yeah. how things are in Folsom right now, which is where you're calling from, but it sounds windy as hell.
Sorry.
Right.
Be a typhoon.
Okay, so Katie's going to leave the studio. I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Now, yesterday, unfairly, because she did face off against four people all at once, she lost. So the jackpot has been reset to $20. But you know what, though? Win or lose, feels good. Just feels good going down. Just like a sandwich from Garden of Eden Restaurants, which they are a proud sponsor of Are You Smarter Than Katie? Go in and get lunch or dinner today. Farm to fork, organic food. We're back on Bluetooth, I can tell. All right. Katie's going to leave the studio. And I've got five questions. Here we go. Question one. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have officially ended their marriage. We all knew this was happening. After months of telegraphing their marital demise, it was J-Lo who filed for divorce, and there was no prenup. How about that? Who has been in a movie more recently, Ben or Jen?
I think it was Jen.
All righty. Question two. The Obamas took the stage last night at the Democratic National Convention. Barack Obama gave a speech that was very funny in parts and hopeful for America's future. But Michelle Obama gave one that was angry and very personal at how Donald Trump has treated them over the years. Name one of the two Obama children.
One of the two Obama, what? I'm sorry, I caught.
Children.
Children. Darcy.
Okay. Question three. White Lotus is a hugely successful show for HBO, and it has a huge fan in one Conan O'Brien. He's such a fan that he tried really hard to get a part in season three. However, he was declined for reasons unknown. Season one of White Lotus took place in Hawaii. Where did season two take place?
In Texas.
Question four, Y2K was an insane time to be alive for any millennial that remembers it, and Hollywood is capitalizing on that by making a horror comedy about it. However, the premise of this movie is, what if every scary thing that they said was actually going to happen did actually happen? You can see the trailer by texting Y2K to 909-1065. It actually looks kind of fun. It looks good. What did Y2K stand for?
Year 2000.
And question five, going viral has ruined many people's lives, but not the girl in the viral video for very demure, very mindful makeup tutorial. She's a transgender woman named Jules LeBron, and she posted a video saying that she's made so much money off of this that she can finally afford her transition surgery. If transgender transition surgery costs $63,000 and she saved $12,000, how much is left?
51,000.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back into the studio. And Emily, where are we off to this morning?
Oh, my mom broke her clavicle this early this morning, and I'm coming home from the ER.
Oh, my God. What?
And yeah, she fell out of bed when she was sleeping.
She fell out of bed?
Yes.
So is she there now?
Yes.
I love that you're laughing while saying the sentence. It's horrible.
And she's and you've been up all night.
Yeah,
and thought, you know what? Let's play Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Your mom's in the car? Is she?
No, she said she's still at the hospital.
Oh, I thought you said
she broke her clavicle, but she's wearing an arm sling.
So she's been discharged from the hospital.
Yeah, we were just discharged.
What is your mom's name? Can she hear us?
Yes, I'll put her on. What is going on?
Well, you tell us.
Do we have to get baby bumpers for your bed?
The x-ray guy asked me if I had a bunk bed.
What is your name, Mom?
I'm Doreen.
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 Man.
Doreen, we are going to say a prayer that you heal quickly.
Holy
man, you are a violent sleeper.
Right. Oh, man.
That and a lot of Norco is going to help me, I'm sure.
Oh, you're going to sleep well.
Well, now you're singing.
You're going to start on the floor.
You're singing Katie's song now. All right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay, without context, that makes me sound like I abused prescription drugs. I broke my hand, Doreen, and I had to take Norco as well.
All right, here we go. Question one. Ben Affleck and J-Lo. We thought they would live for or love for 1,000 years.
From wedding to death is what I thought.
They ended their marriage. J-Lo is the one who blinked and filed for divorce. And there is no prenup.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to take each other's money.
Probably not. Who has been in a movie more recently, Ben or Jen?
Probably Jen. I don't feel like Ben's been in a movie for a while.
He was in a movie last year. He was in the movie Air.
That's right.
Air is really good. But J-Lo's in a movie very recently. All right, here we go. Question two. Obama spoke last night at the Democratic National Convention. Barack, his speech was funny in parts and hopeful for America's future. Michelle's kind of just an opposite tone. She was angry, and she got some stuff off her chest that was very personal about Donald Trump and how he's treated them over the years. Name one of the two Obama children.
Sasha.
Yeah. You know the other one?
Malia.
Question three, White Lotus. You love that show.
Love it.
Hugely successful, and it has a huge fan in Conan O'Brien. He's such a fan. He tried really hard to get a part in season three, and he didn't get one.
And he couldn't?
No, he couldn't do it. Season one of White Lotus took place in...
Hawaii.
But where did season two take place?
Italy.
Yep. That's right. Italy. Italia. Question four. Y2K was crazy.
Remember?
Oh, boy.
Guys, the planes are going to fall out of the sky. They didn't put enough numbers in the computers.
And Hollywood is capitalizing by making a horror comedy about it where the premise is, what if all the stuff they said was going to happen actually did happen?
For those people too young to have experienced Y2K, the theory was that computers didn't have like enough zeros. So when the date would turn to 2000, just all the computers would shut off.
It was just going to be bedlam.
Yeah.
The apocalypse was upon us. If you want to see the trailer, just text Y2K to 909-1065. It looks good. What did Y2K stand for?
Year 2000.
That is correct. The year 2000.
It's not just a Jonas Brothers song.
And a question five. Going viral often ruins people's lives, but not the girl in the viral video for very demure, very mindful.
Yes.
That is a transgender woman named Jules LeBron, and she posted a tearful video saying that she's made so much money off of it going viral that she can finally afford her transition surgery. If transgender surgery costs $63,000,
okay,
and she saved $12,000 so far,
okay,
how much is left?
$51,000?
Whoa.
Don't do that to me. That was simple.
That was just so fast.
Well, I can subtract.
All right, ladies, here we go. Final score. We're laughing, having a good time.
Breaking our clavicles.
Ladies, you got three, but Katie got all five right.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay, Doreen, you're headed home from the ER. Your daughter's listening to the radio, and she goes, oh, hey, Mom, hand me my phone. I want to play this game. What's going through your head at that time?
I could not believe what was happening. Well, yeah, this has been the weirdest morning of my life.
Sure.
So having her play a game while I'm having a clavicle problem, it wasn't surprising. Not a bit.
Having a clavicle problem is putting it mildly.
Oh, man.
That's the Norco talking right there. All right. Well, Emily, Doreen, do you know what you have to tell us? We are not
smarter than Katie.
I am, we are not smarter than Katie.
Right. Yeah, but you've had a rough...
Katie's brilliant.
You've had a rough night.
Katie's brilliant.
Why are you laughing at that?
That's the Norco talking.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This is the game of concentration. No repeats or hesitations.
Oh, man. Oh, every time feels good. Feels real good doing that. And we are giving away Steven Sanchez tickets when he comes to the Hard Rock on September 7th. And we're going to start by talking to Crystal. Welcome to the show, Crystal.
Good morning.
And also, we have Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Christina, you chose who to play for you in the game of concentration.
I'm going to go with Kevin.
All righty. And Crystal, who did you pick?
Katie.
Alrighty. Obviously.
So you guys,
she didn't sound confident.
You guys know who you're playing for.
Yeah.
We're going to start the timer of 5 minutes. I'm going to put you ladies on hold. The way the game is played, we go round and round. And if anybody hesitates, if anybody repeats an answer, then they lose the round.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 5 minutes starts right now.
Who goes first?
Well, Kevin lost, so you
Kevin
get to
lost
go first.
Yesterday.
Can we not? Fine.
So you no, going first is good.
Good.
He just doesn't want us to tell everybody that
he
lost.
Yeah, I don't
want to
be a loser.
I understand, but you did.
Because I'm a winner.
All right.
Go, I'm ready.
Name Disney movies. Go.
Pinocchio.
Cinderella.
Oh my God. I wasn't even prepared to buzz
say,
you because I thought this is going to go on for a
right.
while.
I thought I was going to say Cinderella next, but then I was thinking about Snow White, but then I couldn't think about the movie title, but it's really Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Whatever. That was shocking.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
All right. Point Katie.
Good next. News is you get to go first again.
I can't look at you.
Starting okay, with Kevin. Occasions to send a Hallmark card. Go.
A funeral.
A birth.
A wedding.
Christmas.
A newborn baby.
I said birth.
That's
already.
Different than birth.
No, it's not. How?
What if they sent a birth
Don't
for like a chicken?
Don't waste our time on this.
All right. Okay. All right. Here we go.
I'm pissed.
We're starting with Kevin again.
Christina, don't lose hope.
Christmas songs. Go.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Jingle Bells.
12 Days of Christmas.
We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Frosty the Snowman.
Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's Frosty the Snowman.
Christmas Shoes.
It's a White Christmas.
You don't think he... Okay. It's a White Christmas.
White Christmas. I'll give it to him. Keep going.
Okay. I guess I'm out.
Oh, wow. Look who's more
that
joyful.
Listen, there
little...
was an asterisk on that one.
Yeah.
Don't get too cocky.
Did he say Frosty twice?
No, I didn't.
I don't think he did.
Okay.
All right. Run the tapes.
Starting. Okay. Run the tapes. All right. Starting with Katie this time.
Oh, because you lost.
Easy.
Yeah.
This one might be up Kevin's alley.
Oh, candy bars.
Pies. Go.
Boysenberry.
Apple.
Merriam berry.
Cherry.
Mixed berry.
Chocolate.
Oh, my gosh.
I could go on. Wow, raspberry custard.
We didn't even get to pumpkin. Mm-hmm. Key lime pie.
Right.
Cheesecake.
Well, this is
a
cheesecake.
That's a cake, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a cake. But it looks like a pie.
Yeah.
Shaped like a pie.
Real
right.
easy over there in the cheap seats, sir.
All righty. Another point for Kevin. We're tied up again.
Oh, wow.
So Katie starts this one. Items on a McDonald's menu.
Oh, come on.
Boy,
go.
Yes.
Six-piece chicken nugget.
Fish fillet.
Four-piece chicken nugget.
Big Mac.
Quarter pounder with cheese.
A double quarter pounder.
Quarter pounder without cheese.
A McChicken.
Small fry.
A cheeseburger.
A McDouble.
A chicken nuggets, 10-piece, spicy.
Oh, okay. All right, keep going. Okay. I'll give it to
you. Okay, Mighty Kids meal.
What? That's not one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's like for husky kids. I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
They don't have Mighty Kids meal anymore.
It's like if you have like a kid that is a little bit bigger
it's
than...
It's only Happy Meals or... It's only Happy Meals now. There's no Mighty Kids, but you
all right, minute and a half left.
I'm pissed.
And Katie got the point. All right, here, yeah.
Okay, go, go.
Here we go. Kevin starting. Kevin starts. Reasons to turn your cell phone off. Go.
Addiction.
You're in a movie.
Oh, you're at a funeral.
You're at a museum.
You're at a musical.
You're at work.
Your phone ran out.
You've gone to see a play.
It's low on battery.
I'm gonna buzz you on that one.
You said your phone ran out and it's low on battery. Neither is that you turned
your phone off. So your phone turns off automatically.
No, all right.
Wow, there's a lot of asterisks this game.
Hey,
and I'm
you got
pissed.
One more category here, okay?
Okay.
Starting with Kevin, potato chip flavors. Go.
Sour cream and onion.
Cheddar.
Barbecue.
Jalapeno.
Sriracha.
Potato.
Lemon lime.
Potato?
Potato's a chip, not a flavor.
Oh, okay.
We'll give Kevin the point.
What?
But unfortunately, though, that is it. Time is over, and Katie wins with 1 point.
This is, I have an asterisk for that Mighty Kids meal.
You have an asterisk.
Look up Mighty Kids meal.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, while you two look up Mighty Kid meal on McDonald's, let's talk to Crystal. Are you there?
You want to try again, Kevin? Yeah, I guess I was right.
I was right.
Crystal, congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to go see Steven Sanchez at the Hard Rock on September 7th. You want to say anything to Katie?
Good job, Katie.
Did she, though?
Thank you.
All right. And Christine, unfortunately, we don't have anything to you. Is there anything you'd like to say to Kevin?
I'm so sorry.
Let's go next time, Kevin. You got it next time.
Oh, that's nice and encouraging.
I'll buy you a Mighty Kids meal.
Now that we've confirmed that they do exist.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065. And then you tell us your maiden name and your married name. 916-909-1065. And we'll tell you which one is better and which one is worse. Christina, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, great.
Christina.
Tell us your... Oh, you're not married yet. Okay, there's still time.
What is your current last name?
Castro.
Oh,
I like Castro. Christina, and you go by Christina, not Chrissy, not Chris...
Nope, just by Christina.
Christina Castro.
That's a first and last name person.
I love
that's
it.
That's somebody that when you reference them, mm-hmm. even to their face, you first and last name them.
Christina Castro.
Hi, Christina Castro. Yeah. Hi.
What is your fiance's name?
My fiance's last name is Rayome. So it'll be Rayome, which apparently is French.
We don't need that. We don't care what it is.
Rayome.
Rayome. With an M or an N at the end?
Yeah. Rayome with an
M. With an M.
Yeah. Okay, Rayome.
It sounds French, but it sounds French-Canadian. Rayome.
Yeah,
like, that's
right.
A hockey player. It's not somebody with a beret who writes poetry.
Agree.
So, because of that, it is a downgrade.
And it was going to be a downgrade anyway.
It was. I mean, Castro's a great name.
Well, and Christina Castro is a great name.
It's a great name. What's his first name?
Lauren?
Lawrence.
With the N.
Lauren.
Oh,
okay.
That changes everything.
Okay, I love Lauren Castro.
Love Lauren Castro.
So why wouldn't she just take your name?
I don't know. I always thought her last name was better, but I do love Castro.
Sorry to Lauren, but you've got the better name, okay? Thank you so much for calling. Marky, are you there?
Good morning.
Okay, there we go. All right. Marky, what's your maiden name?
Swan.
What?
Like the bird, S-W-A-N.
Swan.
Swan, like the bird.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Marky Swan. Okay, that is the name of a somebody on a soap opera.
It's not a real person.
That is not a real person.
It's beautiful, but it's also hard to take you seriously.
Marky Swan, did you know she slept with her twin sister's boyfriend?
No, but her twin sister's a parasitic twin. How is that possible?
She's in the hospital right now. Look behind that curtain.
No! All right, so what, Marky, what is your married name?
Rizzano.
Marky Rizzano.
Okay, I will say Marky Rizzano is pretty damn cute.
But it's not better than Marky Swan.
It's not better than Marky Swan, but Marky Rizzano is the kind of, like, real petite, adorable Italian that you go over to her house and she always has prosciutto out for you.
Yeah, but Marky Rizzano also asks to talk to the manager a lot.
For sure, but she makes her own mozzarella.
Her last name is Swan. She is not Italian.
She
married an Italian.
That's right. Still a downgrade.
Yeah, it's a downgrade. Yeah. Marky Swan's so great.
So great.
Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Brandy. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
All right, now you also are engaged. I love this because there's still time. So what is your current last name?
Ruiz.
Brandy Ruiz. Oh, is it Brandy or Brandy Joe?
Brandy Joe Ruiz.
And Brandy Joe is the full first name, correct?
No, Joe's my middle name.
Okay, we don't need that.
But everybody calls me Brandy Joe.
If everybody calls her Brandy Joe, her name's Brandy Joe.
Okay, so we're going with Brandy Joe.
That's what I love about the bluegrass movement. Everyone's playing the Brandy Joe.
Oh, okay. So then what is your could-be married name?
Okay, so...
Oh, boy.
My ex-husband's last name is Walker.
Doesn't matter. He's in the past.
Okay.
Brandy Joe Walker. Okay, so my current is Consolver.
What?
C-O-N-S... It sounds like a business, I know. C-O-N-S-O-L-V-E-R.
Consolver?
Consolver. Yeah.
Man.
It sounds like the company that takes all the towels from a hotel and washes and returns them.
Sells them ketchup in gigantic 3-gallon bags.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to take that name off the table. Can't remember how to even say it.
We got to get your soon to be husband to take your ex-husband's last
name.
Right.
Because Brandy Joe Walker is clearly the winning name.
Brandy Joe Walker. I love saying it.
I love saying it. I love her. I want to be around it.
I'm going to be saying it all day long as just an exclamation. Well, Brandy Joe Walker.
I have to tell you. Sometimes we just text each other your guys' first and last names.
It's true.
Just out of nowhere.
And Brandy Joe Walker is going to be one of those names. So your maiden name's a downgrade. Your future name's a downgrade. That ex-husband, we got to try to work things out with him.
Oh,
all right?
No.
Sorry.
Thanks so much for calling. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.